Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to A Quick Rant of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley, standing on the shoulders of giants, David Icke doing what he do. So he, or at least he has been, he has found, or someone has pointed out to him, really interesting little capture of the FDA back on October of 2020, showing, we kind of knew this, but I just want to show how obvious and how surreptitious they are. We knew that early on, they knew about myocarditis and pericarditis. If you didn't know that, that's true. That's either the swelling of the heart or swelling of the kind of the membrane around the heart. It's a major problem, and we've seen it. And so, you know, you may have heard that, but if you haven't heard of it, I'm telling you that they did know it fairly early. And here's further proof. An FDA video, rather a meeting capture of an 8 hour and 50 minute and 55 second meeting called Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee 10/22/2020. This is, I guess, would be the FDA's YouTube channel. So, and for more, this is the Food and Drug Administration Center for Biologic Evaluation and Research, CBER, 161st meeting of the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. So that's 161st meeting. Again, the title, Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, 10/22/2020. But if you want to see how, well, surreptitious this is, even as they knew, the guy is kind of talking about there's a list of adverse events. And he talks about that only for about 30 seconds, but somehow the slide, he doesn't go over them. He says, I'm not going to cover this. Somebody else covers this. And yet it would be as though if you're running the meeting, that's when you should at least be talking about it, because that's when you're discussing. That's when you should be showing it, because that's when you're discussing it. Now, it's only, you know, 10 to 20 seconds, but does it show even during that 10 to 20 seconds? No, it shows for less than a second. That was very specifically done on purpose, very specifically. You can see the slide at 2 hours, 33 and 40. 2 hours, 33 minutes and 40 seconds out of 8 hours, 50 minutes and 55 seconds. I'm probably going to take a couple screen captures, put it up on social media of how even a second before you didn't see it. So first of all, I'm going to let you hear, and then I'm what he said just before, and then I'll tell you where the slide comes up and where the slide's gone. So I'm going to go ahead and back this up.
I'm sorry, this is slide 17. FDA's experience with near real-time surveillance. So we have considerable experience doing near real-time surveillance. So we've conducted surveillance for the annual influenza vaccine and Guillain-Barré syndrome since 2007. And then we're supporting confirmation.
Actually, I missed that. It was already went through. So let me pause that and go find it again. Just a second. All right, here we go. The first time he mentions this topic is when he should be showing this slide. So you'll hear him mention Tom. That's when he should be showing the slide, as you'll hear from the subject matter. Before this, he's showing a different slide, of course, because it's 2 hours and 33 minutes in. I don't know which speaker is he is among all those. But the point is, as soon as he says Tom, that's certainly where the slide should be showing. And then I'll tell you where the slide actually is.
It's set of surveillance that we're going to be doing for any new COVID-19 vaccine. Tom had...
That's at 2:33:16 is when Tom starts discussing this. And so the slide is adequate at that moment. So Tom has...
A list of possible adverse event outcomes of interest. I won't dwell on this. He had them at the end of his presentation. So we'll be coordinating.
All right. So we're 10 seconds in, and they still have not changed the slide. Isn't that interesting? He has this list. I won't dwell on it. He has at the end of his presentation.
Which of these and others that we might be using in our rapid cycle analyses. But it gives you a feel for the types of events.
20 seconds in, it gives you a feel for the type of events We still don't have the slide. 20 seconds, he's talked about this.
I'm sorry, this is slide 17.
All right, he's talked about it a couple more times. We're looking for slide 17. It's still not up.
FDA's experience.
Oh, there it is, right there at 233.40.
With near real.
And now it's gone. It was up for a second at the most. I'm going to let you get a sense of that real time, and I will say up and then down. Give me a second. I'll
time surveillance slide 17. FDA's experience
up
with
down
real time surveillance.
So that's how quick it was, guys.
FDA's experience
up
with
down
real time surveillance.
that's how bad it was, man. So I'm going to find it, and then I'm going to read what it said.
FDA's experience.
There it is. It's up. FDA safety surveillance at 233.40. He started talking about that, and I believe it was 233.26, if not 16, whichever I said there. And so it says right here, 10/22/2020. FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines draft working list of possible adverse event outcomes subject to change. Guillain-Barré syndrome, which I've looked up and I can't remember what it was. Acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, myelitis, encephalomyelitis, meningoencephalitis. So look at that, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis. Convulsions, seizures, stroke, narcolepsy, and cataplexy. Anaphylaxis. Acute myocardial infarction. That's a heart attack. Myocarditis, pericarditis, autoimmune disease, deaths, pregnancy, and birth outcomes. Other acute demyelinating diseases. So, I mean, guys, we're talking about all the nerve lining diseases there. Non-anaphylactic allergic reactions. Thrombocytopenia, which has something to do with clotting, or not clotting, I forget which. Disseminated intravascular coagulation. There's your clotting right there. There's your clotting. Venous thromboembolism. Arthritis and arthralgia / joint pain. Kawasaki disease, also known as, if you've ever listened to my go find my episodes on autoimmune diseases created by the nanoparticles, which are the carriers for drugs. The literature states that those nanoparticles create autoimmune diseases. That literally, it's admitted. And so since we have a nanoparticle carrier for this one, you have Kawasaki disease, which is an autoimmune disease. Multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. Multisystem inflammatory syndrome. Multisystem inflammatory syndrome. It's just a syndrome. Vaccine enhanced disease. So there we go. That was literally up for less than a second. I'm going to probably take pictures and put that up on social media, but to just let you get a sense of the timeline again. I'm going to start this and let you listen to how long he talks about it and then when it's up and when it's back down again. So give me a moment.
A rapid turning. I won't dwell on this. He had them at the end of his possible 19 vaccine. Tom.
Okay. This comes up at 233.40. They first mentioned the topic at 233.16. So 24 seconds before they show the slide that is actually applicable to what he's talking about. And then they show it for less than a second.
Yeah, this list of possible adverse event outcomes of interest. I won't dwell on this. He had them at the end of his presentation. So we'll be coordinating
each
of these and others that we might be using in our rapid cycle analyses. But it gives you a feel for the types of
still effects. Not up.
I'm sorry. This is slide 17. FDA's experience
up,
with
down.
Real time.
That's how long it lasted. There you go, guys. In case you didn't know that there are truly, truly evil people at work. There you go. Truly evil. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.